are you allowing people to steal from you? Like, no. Yeah, you are. You have allowed the grocery store to steal money from your future. You've actually allowed the grocery store to steal money from that long-awaited vacation that you so desperately want to take your family on. You've actually allowed the grocery store to also steal money from your health. Yep, they're robbing you blind. You don't even know it. We're talking about your money today. This is the Danny Johnson Show. We're talking about ways to save money. We've got Carrie Deckard on the line from New Jersey. She has six kids. She was spending $1,000 a month at the grocery store. And Carrie, what's the number? How much were you spending on eating out?
Probably another 500.
Yeah. And is that for everybody, like all six people in the family, your husband included?
Yeah, we were pretty good about making lunches for the kids and my husband when they're out. But we would have pizza out or go out like on the weekends and stuff.
But what about when you're at the gas station pumping gas? Does your husband ever go in there and grab a couple candy bars or some
My
chips?
husband is very disciplined. He did not, and neither did I. But
I can tell you, my husband does. My husband does.
Yeah, no,
he's something
we're good in
else.
that respect.
That's really good.
But
Okay, so Carrie,
yeah.
what did you do to save money?
I put myself on a very strict budget, and my family has had to get used to the fact that at the end of the week, if they have eaten through all their snacks, they're gone, and we make our own bread now, and we are making, instead of like buying snack packs of things, we make muffins or cookies or whatever for their treats for school. And we're not eating out as much. We do occasionally still because it's something we enjoy. So that's been a big
So
thing.
what have you cut
And
your
then
food bill back by? How did you reduce, how much have you reduced your food bill by?
it's now 600.
Wow. So
So
you're saving
yeah.
$400. Now, check it out. Over half of our population is saying that they're living paycheck to paycheck, meaning their expenses are equaling their income. And so you just said that the same family of six that was spending $1,000 a month at the grocery store found $400 of money that now they're keeping instead of giving back to the grocery store.
That is
$400.
correct.
All right. So one of them was, you said you're baking your own bread. You're making the
Yes.
kids snacks. And so let me ask you something. Has this created more family time doing this together?
Yeah, my daughter is calls herself a professional cooker because she's four, so she's little. So she calls herself a professional cooker now.
And so now you've taught your kids actually a trade of baking that's almost being lost in this generation. I mean, I have friends that their mothers never taught them how to cook, and they became wives who never learned how to cook. And they're raising daughters that are going to be wives that don't cook. That's sad. And you have to think
Yeah,
about how many
that's
people
tough.
don't bake bread. I bake bread every single Friday. Every Friday I bake bread, we devour it. I make homemade everything and always have, including I've made homemade pasta for 20 something years. I do it
Oh,
much
wow.
less anymore. Oh, it's so easy and it's so cheap. It's flour and egg and some salt. Hello. And some water. I mean, it's like so easy and it's so cheap to make your own pasta, and it's fun to do with the kids. And it's cheaper. Unless pasta's cheap. I mean, you can get organic pasta at my grocery store here in Texas for $1.25 a pound.
Right.
That's pretty darn cheap. Okay, so those are some things. So baking bread, making the snacks instead of buying snacks for the kids. Where else did you see that $400 a month was going to the grocery store that is no longer?
Well, we've been paying off debt, and so we've paid off almost $5,000 worth of debt since November.
Like a month ago?
Like a month ago, yeah.
What? You've paid off $5,000 worth of debt since November, and we're like in
Yeah,
December right
almost.
now. That's
Yes, and
amazing.
we've tithed $566 as well.
I'm so proud of you. How did you learn how to pay off this debt?
For steps to success in Dynasty,
No way.
Yeah.
Carrie.
Amazing.
Carrie, I'm so proud of you. Now, listen, you actually heard exactly how to cut your food budget back at First Steps in Creating a Dynasty, which is a three-day advanced training seminar as Dynasty, and First Steps is our basic boot camp for your finances, your business, and your relationships. But you actually listened, and you applied it.